you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Ah! smoke like tumble, they come suddenly bright to my ears. Laughing away the brooding pomp of fountains and cobblestone. She's just emerged, a lover falling in with me on a small side street, expansively silent, aroused by the sweaty gleam of a hot, beguiling night. Spires disembody and hover in the hazy skies, and lights are more like islets. Once Rome grows as full as life was full of her. A Rome rattled with the living and the dead.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is Past Tense, and the last song there was one that I clicked away from, shouldn't have done that. last song was Ghosting by Enablers off of Output Negative Space. Before that, My Own Urine by the Jesus Lizard, as it appears on the Head remaster / reissue. And then before that, first song of the hour, first of those three, was Astronaut by Smog off of Accumulation None. And if I've got that right, that is either the first or the final track on that album, but I don't quite remember. Yeah, so three songs there, kind of quick. And this is because I'm still in this sort of semi-hiatus status where I'm not making new playlists because of a hard drive failure. Everyone who keeps anything digital, remember to back up your stuff. But yeah, this is an old playlist, radio set number 75. This is from January 2022. So as of right now, that's going on 3 years ago. And as it so happens, I think right around this time is about the fifth anniversary of me starting my show. So that's kind of cool. And it's also sort of interesting to be in this sort of semi-hiatus period, going back and reusing old playlists, because it's forcing me to, I guess, interface more directly with some of the stuff that I used to play, which is still, you know, I play Enablers, I still play Smog, or at least I was when I was making new playlists still, which is now a little while ago. But you know, sort of these combinations, which to me, when I first record these things or first put these plays together, tends to be very intimate for me. And, you know, I can listen to those old recordings and enjoy them quite a bit, and especially because, you know, I've kind of handpicked the music to be to my taste. But to actually have to go back and talk about them can be a bit strange. Like, I look at a combination of, like, that a Smog track next to the Jesus Lizard, and it just seems very strange. And there are these sorts of idiosyncrasies that I have to go back and deal with when I see these things. And it's interesting to have to, I don't know, face them more directly than just listening, but to have to come up with a way to talk about them. And that's why I'm sort of talking beside the music than actually about it, because I don't know what the heck was going across my mind when I decided to put those two together. This whole playlist tonight, it feels like a bit of a weird one for me, just in terms of like the blocks of songs and what went together. Some things obviously have sense to them, but yeah, it's strange. These things always feel sort of like diary entries to me when I listen to them, not just what I say, but like the music that I pick. So it's really interesting to go back and see something where, you know, there's so much of it that is me sort of saying something or sort of implying something through other people's work, I guess. But yeah, anyway, kind of cool that coming up on the 5th anniversary of the show here. I don't remember the exact date that I had my first episode, but I know it was December 2019. So yeah, kind of neat. And anyway, coming up next is going to be something from the band Link, a song called Hands and Knees off of Remembering the Fireballs, Part 8. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and last song there was, let me make sure I get it right, At the Heart of the Terminal by No Knife off of Drunk on the Moon. Before that, Self-Centric by The Scenic Vermont off of their self-titled. Before that, Smegma by Eikaur Credo off of their discography release. And then the first of the four, Hands and Knees by Lynk, L-Y-N-C. That's off of Remembering the Fireballs, Part 8. Yeah, cool little quartet of songs there. And I guess those are all really lo-fi. It kind of surprised me how rough they were when I was slotting the tracks into place. But at least I bunched them all together. This is another case of me not really being sure what I was going for. I think at that time I had just come across that album by No Knife, Drunk on the Moon, and was really impressed by At the Heart of the Terminal. I have a feeling this was a song that I used to listen to on repeat a lot at that brief period of time. And kind of, again, need to go back and relive these little periods of time somewhat and see what the hell was so captivating to me that I felt the need to force it onto other people like this. I was also kind of thinking about how, in the modern age of where it's so easy to make a playlist, you know, where we're dealing with, most people through streaming, where it's so easy to put songs into whatever order you want. You're not limited by some piece of physical media. I guess in the CD age, that also would have been a thing. And I don't know what it was like when people were, you know, the in-between of when people may have been seeing more like digital files, but not quite yet switching to streaming. But, seeing the sort of, I don't want to say insipid, but there's nothing particularly special about me making a playlist. It's not like I've got like special access to technology that other people don't have, or like, you know, some ability to mix a bunch of turntables together and play different tracks off different vinyls, not quite simultaneously, but sequentially. Or the idea of a mixtape, of actually needing to be able to record to a tape. And, you know, maybe that was more prolific technology of being able to, you know, record to some piece of crap cassette. There's much less of a barrier to entry to this sort of thing now. So it's just interesting for me to sort of reflect on that, because now the playlist, like as an idea, is like a very casual and normal thing for people. And I think it's a very common thing for people to have many of them. So it's strange for me to reflect on this idea of like taking something that for many people is a very personal thing and then share it. Thinking about my own patterns when I'd make these things and what would make them special to me, I guess. And, you know, this sort of diary-esque component to them that I mentioned before, how they might encapsulate a period of time, or my music listening, at least, during a period of time. Anyway, what's coming up next is from the band Sprain off of their album As Lost Through Collision.
results of the cold calculation.
The resolve and 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 results of the cold calculation.
The results and results of the cold calculation.
The results and results of the cold calculation.
The results and results of the cold calculation.
CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense. Not sure why I always say that so fast, because I got quite a bit of time to fill here. But last song was song number 3 by Pecola off of The Mexican, and it's actually track number 12 off of that album. Before that, DC Heat by A History Of off of Action in the North Atlantic. Before that, Dad by York Readout off of Cheap Funerals. And then the first of those four was Worship House by Sprain off of As Lost Through Collision, which is their second most recent album. So I think that must have come out in, like, I don't want to say 2018. That's way too early. Maybe between 2018 and, you know, like 2022, something like that. Yeah, actually, Action in the North Atlantic, that album, and then A History of the band that made that album, that's sort of the impetus for this playlist tonight, even though I didn't make this playlist for tonight. As I mentioned before, this is from like 3 years ago. I wanted to play a track from this band because I'd been reminded of them by another band. So, an album that recently released, and if I were making playlists, it'd probably be on the playlist for tonight. So, by the Montreal band Dylan, they released an album called 16 Pound... Man, I should know the name. But I forget. Maybe, 16 Pound something. Anyway, the vocals really reminded me of A History Of, which is interesting because the vocals in A History Of really remind me of North of America. So there's like this weird lineage of bands where it honestly, like, even just when I was listening to this track, I wasn't... like this one by A History Of, I wasn't sure if I was listening to a North of America track. Like, I really thought that I'd accidentally, or like had not noticed that they're in there or what. So it's kind of weird. And I remember back when I got into a history of like checking to see if they had the same vocalist from North of America. And I think these are both Halifax bands. So it like also made more sense back then. But no, didn't turn out to be the case. But then, you know, I was listening to this Dylan album that came out a couple weeks ago, a week ago, something like that. Yeah, again, I went and checked to see if the vocalist was common. And no, I guess it's just a style. Maybe it's like a, these guys, I don't know if these guys are like native to Montreal or what, or like the vocalist, in Dylan. But it's also funny because all of these bands are sort of separated by like a single generation, I'd say. So it's sort of plausible that one might be related to the other, but in all cases, it turns out not. But then it's funny if that there wouldn't be a lineage between Dylan and, well, I guess there, you could say there's a lineage like more broadly, but like not a direct sharing of members. Whoever was like the vocalist in North of America is like somewhere else doing like real estate or something, or maybe it's still in Halifax, but I don't know. But yeah, that was funny. Anyway, it's also strange for me to reflect and think of like, okay, what would I be playing if I had my music library and everything up and running and wasn't in this weird limbo? But yeah, happy 5th anniversary to me. What the hell else do I say? Coming up next is like a kind of sad block. Ah, and the other thing is weird. That Sprain track, I feel like I accidentally put that instead of Astronaut years back, but whatever. Anyway, coming up next is the band Empress.
Pile of bones.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense. And last song there was Gray Skies by Women off of their Rarities collection 2007 to 2010. Before that, Washed Up by Codeine off of The White Birch. And before that, No One Knows by Empress off of an album I have labeled as Debut EP, which doesn't sound like a proper name, but that's what it is on the computer. It's funny when I was trying to fit in what I was saying before, because I've got all the songs sort of pre-lined up where I want them to play, and I just have to talk when there's like a gap between them. So it probably frequently happens that I get like compressed towards the end where I start talking very fast to try and make a point before a song comes on, or before my time runs out in some other capacity, such as it will now, which is just ending. But the thing that I noticed with this song kind of ties back with what I was saying before is that Gray Skies seems sort of out of place here. I feel like these two very, I think, nicely coupled sad tracks, and then Gray Skies is also melancholic, but it's almost like this lighthearted, comedic melancholy, it feels like. And I kind of had that feeling about these other little segments of songs elsewhere, that it's almost like I put tracks in the wrong place, or that I was deliberately trying to do something sort of dissonant, and it just feels kind of mixed up. Funny enough, I did go back and read a journal entry I had from about the time that I made this playlist, like 3 years ago, going on. And I was definitely mixed up back then. So I don't know if this was a deliberate thing on my part, or if it was just incidental, but yeah, it's kind of funny. And the point that I was trying to make, and maybe didn't come across, is that I think my pet theory about this is that I accidentally swapped the Sprain and Smog tracks in this playlist, and that Sprain was supposed to play with those other two, like post-hardcore and noise rock bands, being the Jesus Lizard and Enablers, and then that Smog track, Astronaut, was supposed to play before, you know, these sort of lighthearted tracks from York Redoubt and A History Of, and then Piccolo, rather than this really harsh Sprain track that ended up there instead. So I don't know if it's something I should have maybe thought about and corrected this time, but there's also something to adhering to, you know, the original form of this thing and trying to live with that. So that's fun. And that'll be my pet theory about what went on with this playlist and why there is this sort of dissonance in some of these sections. And I also find it funny that I slotted in Gray Skies like that. I kind of wonder if it was supposed to be a finale track, like ending out the episode, so I'd talk and then that would play out. But I decided not to do that. I didn't check whether that's how I actually recorded it before. But it's funny to sort of lift all of these impressions from these things so far after the fact. And it's fun. It's fun. And, what else is there to say? Going on 5th anniversary or so for the show, so that's cool. Cool to me. And hopefully for Christmas and New Year's, I'll actually come up with new playlists, stuff that isn't totally old, and then yeah, that'll be nice. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a good night.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Keep up with what's hot on CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
C CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing